Merry Christmas, everybody. What a joy to be here in the house of the Lord to celebrate his birthday. About half a year ago, maybe, more or less, I had a joy of baptizing a young soul who suffered what I would call a gastrointestinal event during his baptism. And it was quite the scene. It was very loud, and I will not go into detail. You might have a Christmas brunch after this. But anyway, I thought it was the most beautiful thing, because when it happened was right after the prayer of exorcism, okay? Which is like, spiritually, this is exactly what happens in that prayer of exorcism, is all the yuck of original sin, sevach, goes away. And it's like, praise you, Lord. You know, and I thought it was just like such a wonderful and smelly image of what is spiritually happening there. But I'm thinking so much of baptism because, well, last night we were so blessed. We had the 4 p.m. Mass. There were people sitting up here in the rafters too, and it was a glorious, crazy Mass. You know how those are. But anyway, we had two baptisms during the Mass, and then at the 7 p.m. Mass last night, we also had a baptism. And I've been thinking about, because Fulton Sheen, he says, Christ has two births. The first birth, 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. The second birth happens inside the soul at every reception of a sacrament. And I thought that was really quite beautiful. If you think about what happened 2,000 years ago, we have our nativity here, you have yours at home, to be mindful of it. But if you think about, like, holy smokes, all the power of heaven, all the lights of heaven, all the glory of heaven, the joy of heaven, the light of heaven, all of that comes down in flesh in our Jesus. C.S. Lewis says that when Jesus comes, he brings everything with him. And Jesus brings all of this, all the powers, all the joys, all the love of heaven, he brings in him into that podunk little town called Bethlehem of Judea. But that's what he does at every sacrament. Let me just think of two sacraments, could I? Baptism. In baptism, Jesus comes through the waters of Our Lady's womb. And you and I in our baptism, same thing. The baptismal font, the font of Holy Church, Holy Mother Church, is that of Mary. When Jesus is born, who are the first two people to do a holy hour? Mary and Joseph. And they stand there and they hold our beautiful Lord and they gaze upon him in love and in wonder. At every baptism, friends, you and I are entrusted to Our Lady. At every baptism, Saint Joseph, his intercession is invoked over the child. At baptism, we are wrapped in a white garment, symbolic of the white swaddling clothes that our beautiful Lord was wrapped in when he was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. In baptism, we get a candle that our godparents take, a light from the Paschal candle, because Jesus, as the gospel we just heard said, Jesus, who is the light and who is born in the middle of the darkness, he comes. And you and I receive his light at our own baptism, and then we become little lights all over the world. The oil that is smeared on the baby's head, the oil of chrism, Jesus, who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he who is the Anointed One, the Holy One, the only Son of God. You ever think about that? Jesus is the only Son of God. Period, end of sentence, end of paragraph. You and I can only be sons and daughters of God if we're faithfully in him. Then we become sons and daughters of God, not by our own doing, but because, as the gospel even said it in our Mass today, because we have been given in Christ sonship to the Most High God. And we are anointed. He is the only Anointed One. We can only be anointed in as much as we are faithfully in him. Jesus is the only Holy One according to the good book. You can't be holy on your own, nor can I. In as much as we are faithful in Jesus, we have holiness. And in baptism, this chrism oil, that this child is now part of the royal family, but even more, he is or she is part of Christ the King. These symbols of baptism, but the thing of it is that those three beautiful children who were baptized here last night, and when we were baptized, all the power of heaven came into us. All the power, all the love, all the joy, all of the love of heaven came into our souls, such that there was a new birth. And every time you and I renew our baptism, which we will do here at this Mass in the Creed, we renew that birth. And we say, Jesus, be born. Take the reins of my life. The Holy Eucharist, friends, at every single Mass, in one single host, is all the power of heaven, is all the joy of heaven, all the love of heaven, in one singular host. Think about it. That's why Pope St. John Paul II said that the answer to every problem that you might ever have, that you could ever have, is resolved in one singular host consecrated by a priest. Jesus is not born in Bethlehem by accident. Bethlehem translates out of Hebrew into English, house of bread. And what was it known for? Very little. It was a poor little village, but the only people that lived there were bread makers. And they exported their bread. Jesus, who is the bread of life. And people living surrounding areas of Bethlehem were shepherds who raised and sacrificed sheep. They would raise sheep that would then be sacrificed elsewhere as well. Jesus, who is the Lamb of God. We say it at every Mass. You take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Jesus, the bread of life, who is laid in the manger, mangiare, to eat, the feeding trough. And you and I, when we come to Holy Mass, we come at every ciborium is our feeding trough. And we feed on him. The bread of heaven, not the bread of earth. We'll be hungry again if we just fed on that. But we feed on heaven. We feed on the bread of heaven. The bread of angels. And we feed on our Christ. And when we receive our Lord, the thing of it is there can be a temptation to just take him in and put him in a little closet, or put him in a little corner of the soul. But he wants to live radically through us. He wants to live heroically and lovingly and miraculously through us. Miracles can happen at your hands if you allow Jesus to live in you in a profound, profound way. You've probably seen it happen in your life. I know I've seen it in mine. That beautiful O Holy Night, my favorite song. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared, a thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. And that's what happens That's what happened 2,000 years ago, but it's what happens at every celebration of the sacrament. And I just went through two, but man, it's all of them. When you go to confession and you give the Lord a repentant heart, when you say, Lord, I want to renew my confirmation, come, Holy Spirit. Like, oh my gosh, like heaven, all the powers, all the love, all the joy of heaven in Jesus comes into you. And that's the birth that we don't pay enough attention to. Because here's the thing. Why did he come? What is the meaning of Christmas? Jesus did not come to make us nice people. He came to make us new men. He came to change our nature. We even had it in our collect at Mass today. We said, O God, who wonderfully created the dignity of human nature, but even more wonderfully restored it and elevated it, grant, we pray, that we may share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. That was our opening prayer. What is it saying? It's saying that the Son of God became man in order that we might be, as our gospel says, sons and daughters of God in Jesus. That we might be more than human beings. That's what Christmas is all about. And you may say, well, Father, that sounds very nice, but I'm too broken. I'm too sinful. I'm too far gone. I'm foul. As one person told me, I'm a beast. When he came 2,000 years ago, he came and was laid among beasts. They were his companions. And what did he do? He lifted. He wants to lift us up. He wants to lift us up. He wants to raise us to a new life. And so let's let this Christmas Mass be a new chapter in our lives, where we more fully surrender to the good Jesus, where we more fully let him be born and live his life in us, because this is our hope. This is our faith, this is our joy, this is our peace, and this is our Merry Christmas. That's what it's all about. You know, after communion, when I always kneel in front of our Lord, and we all kneel, we're joining. Look at the manger. Who is there? The poor of the poor, the shepherds. The rich of the rich, the kings. The animals, but also the angelic order, the angels are there. Mary and Joseph, the saints are there. The stars are all coming down. All of creation kneels in front of the good Jesus. And today we join them there. But even more so, we say, Jesus, be born anew in me. Live your life even more fully in me. Raise me up to a divine life so that I can be your emissary, so that you can live in through me wherever I go, and I will bring your light, your love, all the powers of heaven, all the joys will be spilled out into the world recklessly and generously in and through me. Let's live that, huh? Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.